You're listening to the Youth Crit Podcast on KHZ Network. Find us on Facebook at DecibelUNG Radio and find us on Twitter at DecibelUNG. If you like this episode, please leave a like and comment on our iTunes page at KHZ Network. And now for the podcast.
The gods gave us many gifts. One day you'll know them all. This is where we keep them.
It's beautiful. Who would wield it?
Only the fiercest among us even could. And that is not you, Diana. You will train her harder than any Amazon before her. 5 times harder. 10 times harder.
Never let your guard down. You expect the battle to be fair.
Until she is better than even you. But she must never know the truth about what she is.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Youth Critic Podcast. I'm your host, Kel Smith. Joining me today is...
Christopher Patton.
Brendan Cooley.
Wait, you're not supposed to say his name.
Yeah, I said my name. Yeah.
You don't say his name.
I know, but you were right here.
Why? What?
Brendan, just say hey.
Everybody.
And then Andy Comer.
What up?
All right. All right. And today we are going to be talking about Wonder Woman. Yay, it finally came out, and apparently, according to Rotten Tomatoes, DC finally made a good movie. So, the question I ask everyone is Wonder Woman a good movie? Starting with you, Andy, what do you think of Wonder Woman?
It's aight. I'm just kidding. It's good. It's really good, actually. You know, I had... basically all but given up on the DCEU. This is my final straw. I would probably have gone into Justice League as like unexcited as humanly possible if this wasn't an improvement over the last couple. So I am happy that I was so happy to leave the theater with a smile on my face that I enjoyed it.
All right, Brandon.
Yes, I enjoyed it. Although I'm not really someone who hates the DC movies, just Batman v Superman. So, you know, I enjoyed Man of Steel and Suicide Squad somewhat. So I think this is probably the best one, though, I would say, just from having seen it a week ago. So.
All right.
What are you wincing for, Kale?
No, nothing.
Why were you wincing?
Nothing. Go, Chris.
Well, what did I think about Wonder Woman?
Yes.
I didn't like it.
See your face.
No, they can't see my face. The viewers can see my face.
I can see both of your faces as you guys move that microphone back and forth.
Yeah.
The viewers won't. The listener.
But isn't this on YouTube?
It won't be.
Oh, is it not recording the video?
Just go on.
I didn't like it, and I feel bad for not liking it.
Well, we're all wrong every once in a while.
Well, I'm the only right one, though. No. My general thoughts on Wonder Woman is that it is the best of the four. Is it four now? Four DC movies?
Yep.
Yes.
But I thought it was bland. I thought it was very vanilla, and it didn't really have anything exciting or new or different about it. It was just... yeah, it was like vanilla ice cream. It's like, it's ice cream. I like ice cream, but it's vanilla. It's like you throw some chocolate sprinkles, throw some whipped cream on that. But no, it was just vanilla ice cream. Not that that's bad, but it's like middle of the road for me. Nothing too awful, but nothing too amazing either.
Okay, and I really liked it. It is the best DCEU movie so far. But, I mean, that's not a high compliment at all, given that I don't really like Man of Steel. Batman v Superman's extended cut is actually not that bad. And then Suicide Squad, every time I think about Suicide Squad, it's a complete and total disaster. I know Brandon's not shaking his head.
I'll never understand the hate for that movie. I mean, it's nothing memorable, but
Suicide Squad.
It's a very average movie. Very, you know. People hate it. I don't get it. But.
Suicide Squad, if you can forgive the, like, all of the stupidity and incompetent people, you can kind of enjoy it. It's like a horror movie. If you can forgive incompetency and nothing making sense, then you can enjoy the movie. Hooray!
Did you just insult, like, an entire genre of film?
I insulted all generic horror movies.
Okay.
Yeah, I like Chris said, it's a lot of horror movies are very, or you describe vanilla. But they're kind of just vanilla, and they have the same problems, and they have a lot of incompetent people, and that's a problem in a movie. That's lazy screenwriting. But Wonder Woman, it's.
You got so off track.
I know. I'll start with the positives. I like the theme of the movie in that regardless of what you think of humanity, and what you think the world deserves, there should be, people should be saved and because it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to be a hero. And for that to be, encompassed in the first good female superhero movie. I was, but first of all, do we really want to count Catwoman and Elektra and?
Those are not counted.
Yes.
Well, technically, they are superhero movies.
They should
be
counted.
I mean, because they exist.
Well, the first female superhero movie that has those themes and it works very well. And I think Patty Jenkins' heart was in the right place. But if we're talking about in terms of comic book movies this year, this was the weakest because we had an outstanding, the outstanding Logan. And then Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 is just filled with life. And then Lego Batman movie is actually a really solid, first solid Batman movie since The Dark Knight.
Lego Batman was terrible. I'm sorry. That was the worst one of the year so far.
It was good.
Terrible movie.
It was the best Batman movie since The Dark Knight.
That is so weird of a statement, Kale.
The Lego Batman movie is the best one.
But it's not even...
What?
I'm not going to even argue that. You just hold... You can hold by that statement. I do not know what that even means. My brain literally cannot comprehend what you mean by that.
We've had two Batman.
By what part?
We've had two other Batman movies, and Lego Batman is better than both of them.
But it's Lego Batman.
Did you see it?
No.
Don't see it. Don't, Chris, don't bother.
It still has Batman in it.
But Brandon, I liked the Lego movie. That was a cute kid's movie.
I did too. And I was trucked in to go and see Lego Batman. I really enjoyed the Lego movie from 2014. Yeah.
Are you gonna go see Ninjago or whatever it's called?
No. I mean, okay, Lego Batman's like a kid trying to get attention by waving his hands, trying to yelling. It's just very obnoxious as a movie. I didn't like it at all.
That's called a really good pace, Brandon. But anyway, if Wonder Woman had come out in like 2015 or 2016. It would have been in comparison, like a really good, superhero movie. The problem is we've had like three other great ones, and that's where I kind of go like, Wonder Woman's good. It's just like it could have been better. I mean, it's like the first Marvel movie, Iron Man, where it's like it's good, but there's it's a good start, good place to start, going in the right direction.
This is going to just end up turning into that bit from the Muppets where the two old guys are like, yeah, it's great. And then they devolve into saying it's terrible.
Pretty much. So let's get into spoilers.
Whoa.
Well, we've already said our specific thoughts.
Well, not really, like, general, but we could talk about it.
Do you really want to? So
sure, let's just spoil it. Just spoil it.
Wait, what did you guys like about the movie, though? Like, what things did you like about it? Like,
well, I did start. Like, you know. I did like things about the movie. I really like. I thought that Godot. What are you trying to do this for? No, you're just telling me to speed up.
No, I'm just like going.
Yeah, I'm talking about it. I like Gal Gadot.
Yeah. That's...
No, it can't be Godot. That is too literal. It has to be.
What do you think?
It's Godot.
Okay. I think so too.
Godot. Really.
Yeah, okay.
Come on. You know it can't be that easy. Her and
Chris Pine.
Chris Pine. I forgot his name.
Captain Kirk.
Yeah. So Wonder Woman and Captain Kirk save World War One. I like them together. They had pretty good chemistry, I thought. It was cute.
That, good dialogue.
The nude scene went on too long. Oh, wait. No, stuff I like.
Stick with the positives.
Yeah, positives. I liked it when they did No Man's Land. And I liked it when
God.
No, I'm not. This isn't a bit. I'm trying to figure out what I actually liked. I'm forgetting the movie.
It's not a good sign.
I don't understand Brandon, how you could you like? How you could not remember this movie,
Brandon. What you, because it's the
okay. So,
I liked it when the Red Skull and his science lackey killed the other German officers with their weapon that they were developing, and then they started their own thing.
Okay, so I also like the chemistry between Gal Gadot and Chris Pine. I like the dialogue and the character development. Her acting was really good. That's kind of the fish out of water.
That is going to go really well in Justice League.
Yeah.
That shtick to continue.
Some of the battle sequences were good, like the tower sequence and the No Man's Land, like you mentioned. Yeah, so I enjoyed most of it.
So you like the exact middle of the movie.
No, I enjoyed the beginning and middle. Yeah, the ending I wasn't a fan of, which we'll get to in a second. I wasn't a fan of the twists. I thought that was pretty weak. And the villains, too. I didn't like the villains in the movie. But.
Andy?
Basically, everything at the beginning, during the first part, while you are getting to know Diana while she's growing up, I liked all the mythology. I liked... the first battle sequence, everything that happened with that, we'll get into that a little bit later. Her fish out of water story when she starts getting there, I love that, like how I guess innocent she was with everything. She didn't really know, she doesn't know anything about the world, and that made perfect sense because of the way she was brought up. And then the scene, No Man scene, where she became Wonder Woman, I thought was executed like perfectly. It was just overall a really fun movie. I will get into things I didn't like in a bit, but yeah, overall I liked everyone's performances. She did better than I anticipated. I'm not saying that she's like the best actress that could have ever played this. There's definitely some actresses that probably could have done better, but you know, with what she was given, she did a great job.
Okay. I think I already said my positives. I liked the theme of the movie, and I did like Chris Pine, in the movie, and I liked the other cast members in the movie. I thought they were doing a really good job. I even liked the third act reveal. Like, I know that there's something, I know it's not the best way to go into it, but I like how that whole third act, you know, unveiled itself. So with that said, what are the negatives? Brandon, we'll actually go back to you. What are your negatives?
Are we going to spoilers? Or?
You know, I think we can go in the spoilers.
because that's my negative, basically. It was the reveal at the end. It was Professor Lupin. Spoilers. It was the twist that Professor Lupin was Ares. I thought that was pretty weak. It could have worked, but the way it was executed was bad. I never liked the two villains to begin with. Danny Houston and the woman playing the Dr. Poison. I don't know. It was kind of lame.
Clayface.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't terrible, but then you got to the very end where it turns out to be Lupin, and it's like the battle at the end with the, it looked like a video game boss battle, you know? I don't know. It was just poorly done for me. I mean, that's my major complaint for the movie.
Go ahead.
We're going to be here forever.
Okay, well, if you're going to take the longest,
Andy, go ahead and say your negatives.
My negatives would be... the fact that the executives almost got rid of the no man's scene, that just proves like that they are actively trying to get rid of or like ruin movies. I feel like with Batman v Superman, and then like the Suicide Squad setup, like everything that the DC executives seem to be doing, it's like the exact opposite of what they should be. And they're just producing shit movies. They just got lucky with Patty Jenkins being who she is to make this as good as it was. But beyond that, the tonal stuff in the third act is a little off. But beyond that, just weak villains. Everything else is pretty great.
My biggest negative is actually Gal Gadot herself.
Really?
I thought, and it's not that her performance is bad. It's not that her performance is bad. It's that her line deliveries is just, it's not convincing. It always sounds like the best way I can say it, and I know this is going to sound really, really bad, but it always sounds like a drunk foreign girl, like trying to talk her way out of a DUI.
Well, she was a foreigner, technically. I mean, she was coming to London from some island. I don't know where, like, the name
Themyscira.
Of that. I forgot the name. Okay, sure. But, I mean, she didn't know the culture. She was a foreigner, technically, you know. So, kind of the point. But.
Go ahead and chat. Say something.
Number one. No. I could go on about Wonder Woman for 10 hours, but I'll try to do it in 9.
Well, I thought you had to say something.
I thought you were handing off to me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, there's the other negatives I had were the effects, and I thought a lot of the big, like, special effect shots didn't quite work. I mean, Brandon, I'll actually disagree. I didn't mind the boss battle at the end as much between Ares and Wonder Woman. I didn't mind that as much because I'm actually kind of a fan of like that visual look of the boss battles, but a lot of the other visual effects did look like, you know, we'll just get a green screen and we'll just sort of do it in depth of fields. We'll just sort of play with the depth of fields in our shots. So, and also I thought the story was pretty basic in terms of Chris, quit trying to make me laugh. Dang it, Chris, stop it. I'm trying to be professional.
Iron Man at the end. He had Iron Man suit parts come out on.
I don't think anyone heard you, but okay.
I heard.
Oh, well. Anyway, I just thought the story was very basic and like there wasn't much new to this. Like this was pretty much a combination of everything else that had kind of come out before. But I don't think the movie is bad. I think it still like has its heart in the right place, and I still argue that this is a way better direction that they're going towards than what they had before. Okay, Chris, try and condense this to 8 hours.
Well, anyone who thinks that this is the new direction that the series is going in, like as a whole, like Justice League is going to be anything like this movie, should temper those expectations right now because that is not happening. That's Zack Snyder still. Well, Josh Whedon now, I guess. But that's a different movie with a different tone. And we'll never see this kind of movie in this series ever again until, like, Wonder Woman 2. None of the other movies are going to be like this.
We might get something with Aquaman.
No. That's going to be a murder fest.
That
No.
Aquaman is going to kill many, many people.
No, that's a lot. That's a lie.
You don't know that, and I don't know that either.
Well, I mean, James Wan can make a movie where not a lot of people die.
Like what?
Furious 7? Like, I mean, does anyone...
But Paul Walker died.
He died off screen.
But yeah, he still killed them.
They didn't kill him off.
Whatever, that's like logistics or whatever.
Okay, I'll give you that they killed Han in Furious 7. But there's not a lot of people that died.
And Furious 3. They killed him twice.
Oh, good God. Okay. Chris, just keep going.
All right, so I'm gonna open up my essay here of everything wrong with Wonder Woman and why you shouldn't like it. No, I just to summarize, I guess it's just there's so much in the movie that I just felt I'd already seen before in another movie that did it better. And it felt like the movie really wanted to get through these beats really fast. Like, but it was still kind of slow about it. It's a weird thing. It's like, you know, you get to London and it's like, all right, fish out of water, dresses. She's going through the thing with the sword out. Where was that sword before? Like, did they set it off to the side? Did she not walk in with it? Where was it?
I think she walked in with
her. Who was carrying her Wonder Woman suit when she wore on the... Was she wearing it over the suit?
Yeah.
Under the suit.
Yeah, she was wearing it under the suit.
Oh, okay. That seems really uncomfortable. No wonder she...
There's a whole funny moment where she begins to take off her coat or something. And
oh, yeah.
So,
yeah. You mean No Man's Land when everything goes to like 10 times slower?
No, that's not...
No, in the... Never mind.
I don't remember this movie, guys. I'm trying my hardest.
Are you really?
Yes, I'm trying my hardest. But I just felt like then it's like the fish out of water stuff is then just thrown out the window, and they're like, okay, we got that, and we're done. We got in the jokes that we needed to get in. Like, it's a studio making these decisions. Like, okay, this is the part when Wonder Woman tears the dress, and the woman's like, oh, no, you tore the dress. And then Chris Pine is like, oh, I think she's hot. And he's like, let me put on some glasses. Oh, no, now she's hotter. And then it's just like, oh, and then the audience is like, hey, I've seen this before. I know what it is. And then I honestly don't remember anything that happened between that and No Man's Land. I think they got some buddies. And then they just went to war. And then they do war, and then they go to the one village, and then they go somewhere else, and then they go back to that village, and then they go to an airport.
Goodness gracious, it's almost like we did not see the movie.
No, I saw it.
I know you were there with me. But these are all like nitpicky things, though. These are all like cinema sins.
The reason why they're not nitpicky is because all movies are the same. They all are the same. Every superhero movie is the same. I'm not nitpicking its structure or things like that. I'm not saying that the movie's bad because it's fish out of water. What I'm saying is that I look forward to movies that can use a similar structure that I understand and my little pea brain isn't going to be hurt by. Like thinking about like, oh, it's in the past and now it's in the future and non-chronological and backwards and forwards, but like a straightforward beginning, middle, end. I want to see how they make it and the illusion is masking that. And like can do new things that I haven't seen before. It makes me forget I'm seeing the same story the millionth time over. And Wonder Woman did not mask that at all. And yeah, I have some nitpicks with it. But overall, I'm thinking, like I said, it's a bland movie that just has a couple good points, but the rest of it is pretty forgettable.
Well then, so what should we say about Patty Jenkins? Is she, like, what are our thoughts on Patty Jenkins?
Brandon? Who has seen Monster from 2003?
I have not.
It's a great movie. Well, actually, great performance. It's a pretty good movie. It's Charlize Theron definitely deserved the Oscar that year. I definitely watched that if you guys haven't seen it.
All right, Andy?
I thought she did a great job of bringing Themyscira to life and the time period to life. And, you know, I realize that, like, the rest of the movies aren't all going to be following this, like, tone, but it's definitely a positive step. And if it makes a lot of money, it could make the other ones more tonally towards this in the future. They might be able to focus on that if they don't want to, you know, just throw this entire franchise away. We'll see what happens with that. But she did a great job. I'm glad that she's doing the second one. And we'll see what happens from here.
You reluctantly moved the microphone to me. You know.
I'm going to go last.
I have nothing. For, like, I don't know, this is me stating, and it's a sound body of mine, you know, for hearing in a court, you know, or whatever. I think Patty Jenkins is an amazing director with a huge skill set and can do a great movie. She didn't make this movie. A studio made it. A bunch of studio executives wrote and made this movie, and this was just a job for her. So I see a lot of things where I'm like, this is studio decisions. This isn't Patty Jenkins. She was the person hired to be the director. She wasn't the visionary behind it.
I disagree. Like, she is, like, if you go back in the interviews and go back in, like, the production history, like, the kind of movie they were going to make was very similar to what was going, what's currently going, what we currently know as the DCEU. And her and screenwriter Jeff Johns, they were the ones that basically decided to go with a different tone and different style for this Wonder Woman movie. So I feel like for her, I feel like, while yes, I'll agree that, you know, the movie is very much like a combination of different things that probably studios did recommend for her to do, or said to do, but she took those elements and made it into a movie that really kind of made a pause that really, you know, impacted the audience currently. I mean, people are still going out in troves to see this movie, and you're seeing photos online of little girls looking up to Wonder Woman and being inspired. So I
agree. Well, just to interrupt one thing, I do agree with Red Letter Media that it is kind of odd for kids to be inspired by superheroes, no matter if it's a male or female superhero. I don't really understand, unless they're under the age of six, you know. They had some comment about that, but I just thought it was a good movie. I mean, I don't think that, like, we talked about how there have been previous superhero movies with, like, featuring females like Catwoman, Elektra. This is the first one that was really good, you know, a great, good portrayal of that. I don't know. I mean, it's not that big. It's just a good movie. You know, I think it's not.
Yeah, I mean, it's cute that they want to dress up, you know, as the characters. But yeah, like, Brian, I agree with what he's saying and what Red Letter Media is saying about that. Is just, she's a superhero with a whip and a shield and a sword, and she kills Germans. That's not really applicable to really a real life scenario, other than it's like, well, see, look, anyone can do the same things, which it should be, you know. You should look at someone and say, you know what, I want to be like them. I want to do the things, not because I'm X and someone else and most of them are Y, you know. You should be able to do whatever you want to do, and that's great that this can come out of this movie, but I don't think everyone should be, like, looking at her as, like, a role model. Yeah.
I think it's more, like, I understand the philosophy that, like, it's kind of silly to, like, look up to a superhero, like, to a fictional character. But I think what people are more, like, responding to when they say Wonder Woman is now a female, you know, a superhero that little girls can look up to is, I think what they mean by that is the morality and the themes and the kind of code of ethics that Wonder Woman stands by. I think that's what they're referring to.
Batman stands by.
Well, we're talking about Wonder Woman. We're talking about Wonder Woman.
Well, it's just funny because I'm just thinking about, like, how Wonder Woman's just like, love wins and war loses, and Batman just shoots a bunch of people and blows them up with a bazooka. And I'm like, oh no, that's in the same universe.
No, I mean, she kills people in this too. I mean, in DC movies, they kill people.
But she kills them with love.
That's true.
And her whip.
Yeah.
She kills it with the lasso of truth. But I think that's what people are more like, you know, meaning. I mean, it's an exaggeration, but I think that's what people are saying more of, is that, you know, this is kind of a morality and a code of ethics that, you know, little girls can get behind, and really not just little girls in general, but any, you know, person can get behind, like, you know, fight with more like compassion and more, you know, understanding, you know, for other people, and also stand up for others who can't fight for themselves. Like that's what the moral of these heroes should be.
And if I disagree with you, I'm going to crush you with a tank.
Well, that's what I was thinking too. I mean, it doesn't really like explore that very much. There's like one scene, you know, where she's arguing with Chris Pine about saving them now versus later and how much they can do.
Oh.
But that's about it. You know, it's not really, doesn't explore that really.
The other thing I liked about the movie, like what Brandon's saying, it does not take a lot of time. It doesn't really spend a lot of time on these like subjects. But when, I don't know the actor's name, he was the Native American of the troop. Chief, I think did they call him chief or general? I forget. I remember everyone was like excited when he showed up on the No Man's Land, all the other soldiers. But when they're at the camp scene and it's nighttime and he's telling Wonder Woman, he's like, oh, well, who took your land? It's like, oh, Chris Pine's people took my land, the white man. And I was just like, okay, yeah, no, they're going for something here. I like that. I like how they're showing. It's like, yeah, there's no real good guy, bad guy. Like the World War One was a good setting to have that theme. Eugene Brave Rock. Okay. Oh, Brave Rock. That's an amazing last name. Yeah. I love, wow. I want that last name now. I'm going to marry him. Okay, tell me that Brave Rock is not like the coolest name in the world.
It's pretty badass.
Can we talk about Brave Rock now?
No. Andy, what do you think about all this? What do you think about what all three of us are saying?
Basically, I don't think that it's stupid that people look up to superheroes at all. People need to be inspired to, they shouldn't need it, but people do need inspiration, you know, to oversee or to see people past their flaws and have hope that, you know, everybody has good in them and to try to bring that out. And that's what it's more about. It's about what they represent, not more than what they actually do. And it's about trying to incorporate that into your own life in the ways that you see that you would be able to do that.
Right.
And that's mostly what, you know, inspiring superheroes are meant to be for. And I think that they do a great job with that in this movie. Specifically because of the argument that they have, like everybody agrees with Chris Pine's character that, you know, like everybody would have been doing the same thing where he's like, no, we can't save these people. We got to go up front, blah, 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 all that stuff. Because she's who she is, she's able to, you know, do things that others can't. So she goes up there and then they all get like motivated behind her. And then, you know, they all get up and charge the other side. And then they ended up taking the town and saving a bunch of people. And ultimately that's when, you know, she became Wonder Woman. And it's just a really powerful moment. And you just have to stick by what you believe in. And it's about, and that's what it's about, is sticking by what you believe in and doing what you believe is right.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. And really going back to the No Man's Land scene, it is like the scene that basically encompasses the whole movie. Like if you had to describe this movie with one scene, it's the No Man's Land scene. Like that's what,
I mean, I thought it was okay. I didn't really think it was as great as everybody, like everybody's mentioning that scene. I mean, it's like it's a fine action sequence. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I mean, it just is.
I guess this is why I don't like superhero movies very much in the first place. The only one I can think of that's kind of that has inspiring characters would be X-Men, because of the themes of the movie, or the themes of all the movies, of people being different and having to, you know,
the one theme of every single one of the movies.
And X-Men. Yeah, well, it is similar themes in each one, but it's the theme of, you know, diversity and overcoming prejudice and the different, you know, tactics used by Xavier, Magneto. That's like the only superhero like movies I can think of that have like compelling characters like that. The rest of them are very basic. It's the same, like you said, Chris, it's the same movie over and over again. And this one happens to be slightly better than the other DC movies. I don't know. I mean, it's all the same to me. I liked it though.
I like when Magneto, like Xavier's always like, Magneto, you can be good. And Magneto's like, yeah, maybe. And then he's evil again in the next movie.
Hey, did you see Logan, Chris?
Oh, I want to. I keep forgetting. It's great. It's on rental now, and I got to go awesome. Get it. Yeah.
So I think we've talked enough about Wonder Woman. So what do we think about the future of the DCEU?
Kale, is that really necessary, though? I mean, you always ask that every time we see a Marvel or DC movie. I mean, a movie's going to come out, and we're going to complain about it, or we're going to like it. I mean, that's just...
Well, starting with Chris, I always like to ask this because I like to ask like how we're feeling about the series after each movie. So, unfortunately, yes, while we do get two or three of a DC movie or a Marvel movie a year, I always do like to ask like what we gonna get a status update of what we think of this franchise. So, starting with Chris, what do you think about the DCEU? Since you're about to grab the mic away from me.
Wait, why was Wonder Woman's mom a huge liar?
She was trying to protect her. Now, to talk DCU.
No, but I mean, like, what was she lying about? Like, the entire prologue flashback of the painting-looking stuff was all a lie.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. Like, I mean, she probably got the core conflict right, but, like, she shows her a weapon that's on display for no reason and says, no, that's the God Killer. And it's like, no, she's the God Killer. Wait, then what's the sword on display for? Is that a part of your ruse? Wait, Ares never comes to the island. What did she mean if she'll find her Ares wasn't looking for Wonder Woman. He never said he was.
He doesn't care.
He only cares about messing up humanity. And then he puts on a CGI armor, and then he throws rocks at her for no reason when he has elemental powers. He has elemental powers of wind, fire, ice, and whatever the hell. And he doesn't just warp. He can ghost around. Why does he just warp next to her with a rock slab and stab her through the chest? What an idiot. What a stupid movie.
Okay, so that's your thoughts on the DCEU?
I want... bigger CGI monsters. I want CGI. I want them to fight like a Godzilla-sized monster. I want it to come down and it kills the entire planet. And Superman like goes through, like rips its heart out and eats it. And then Batman just like shoots guns in the air, like two M4s into the sky. And then Wonder Woman's like, "We did this because we loved everyone." And there's skeletons all around her. And she takes out the watch and she's like, "This is for you, Chris Pine." And then she commits suicide.
God. Okay.
To answer your question, I'm probably not going to watch any more of these movies.
We said that last time, though.
But he paid for my ticket. Hey, Kale, if you pay for my ticket again, I'll go watch the other ones.
All right, so
I'll pay for your ticket because I love hearing you complain about these movies, Chris. So it's always fun to hear your rants.
All right, Andy, since you have to go off, do you mind saying your plug-offs?
Yeah, you can follow me at The Talking Can on Twitter and Letterboxd.
All right, thanks, Andy. We will see you.
You guys have a good one.
Yep, see you next week. All right, so now it's just the three of us.
Okay, with your question about what I think of the DCU universe.
And what do you think it should, where do you think it should go?
Okay, I liked Man of Steel. I thought Suicide Squad was okay. I thought Batman v Superman was terrible. I think that I like this one. So the next one can be either of those four. I don't know. I mean, these are all different movies, you know.
I didn't have anything really to say.
Yeah.
Okay. So. All right. Where do I think it should go? I think it should stop taking the mic away from me. Sorry, folks. Chris and I are having to share a mic because
I have a question. Is Aquaman going to take place only in water, or is it going to be on land too? How do you make an Aquaman movie like that?
The entire film is being filmed in the Marianas Trench.
Is that where Aquaman lives?
No, he lives in Seattle.
Okay.
Cause C, get it? Seattle, get it?
I think our listeners get it, Chris. Shut up. Don't remind me. Anyway, where do I think the DCU should go? I think they should take
a ditch.
No, they should not go into a ditch. How dare you? These movies are
we only have room for one Marvel Cinematic Universe. We don't need two.
How about this? How about this? I'm actually excited by the future of DCEU because, you know, I think we should go into Justice League as of what's happening with that, because I feel like us just like joking around or making snarky comments about now Joss Whedon taking over Justice League is a bit inappropriate given what has happened. So for the listeners, what happened a couple weeks ago, Zack Snyder had to drop out of Justice League because, or he had to drop out of the post because he's having to deal with family. You know, he's having to deal with a family tragedy in that his daughter had committed suicide, and so now Joss Whedon has kind of take over as like the supervisor that's going to finish the movie, and so now you know Justice League is in a kind of a harsh place because now it's going to be kind of created of two visions, or I should say this. Justice League will be a Zack Snyder movie because Zack Snyder still filmed the majority of the movie, but Joss Whedon will finish it. And it's odd that it's weird that this situation has happened, but it's unfortunate. And what I hope in Justice League is they do take notes from the backlash of Batman v Superman and Suicide Squad, and also take into consideration the positive feedback of Wonder Woman, and try and go into a more not comedic direction, because that's where Marvel is. Marvel is very lively and comedic, but I think Geoff Johns said in an interview last year that, you know, the DCEU should be hopeful. Like, these movies shouldn't be dark and gritty and full of murder.
But in their defense, the backlash over Suicide Squad still doesn't make very much sense in the end. I mean, it's not like Batman v Superman that was universally panned by everybody. I mean, it's Suicide Squad's not a disaster like everybody was saying it was.
I mean,
audiences did like it. I knew a lot of people who enjoyed it.
Oh, it's a disaster of editing. More than anything, like
Suicide Squad.
Yeah, it's the core idea is pretty basic. I actually did eventually see it. Yeah. I saw a rental of it. It's just I saw both cuts. It's a pretty straightforward movie. It's just it doesn't really do what it wants to do right. Like it's like, well, then they come together as a team, but it's kind of really like forced and stuff. And it's just for me it's like a 3 out of 10. I think it's pretty bad, but it's a movie that got completely butchered with editing. It's, you know, so like there's another cut of that movie out there somewhere that I don't know, maybe it's better. I don't know. It's just, I feel like that's actually a movie that could actually bump up a bit if you edited it better and without all the freaking graphics and like, ooh, this is who this guy is. Look, we're funny and quirky. It doesn't work with the color palette. It doesn't. That movie was shot for as like a different tone than what they edited it as.
Yeah, and that's what I hope doesn't happen with Justice League, because let's keep in mind, Justice League, they had to completely rework Justice League a couple weeks before they started filming, because of
I was going to point out though, for Suicide Squad, I'm looking at the Rotten Tomatoes scores, and it says here the critics gave it 25%, and the audience gave it 62%, which I've never seen a two ratings so far off between that. So I think that people walked into Suicide Squad expecting not to like it, and that's why people hate it so much. I think that it's a probably 60% for me. I mean, I don't know. It's, I'll probably never watch it again, but
that's a little too high for Suicide Squad. Really high.
Yeah, I enjoyed Man of Steel too. I thought that was good. I don't know why people hated that one so much too.
Well, Man of Steel has the problem of it knows, again, it knows what it wants to be, but it doesn't quite know how to get there. Like, it knows it wants to be the story about two fathers and the two different perspective, being a son of like two different, you know, perspectives of having a dad or having two dads. And it, and also wanting to be this movie about, you know, what if Jesus walked among us, or if we're going completely DC, God's amongst us. Like, if we're doing, like, it wants to be all these, you know, things, but doesn't really quite know how to be. And I don't think the ideas in Batman v Superman, Justice League, Man of Steel and Batman v Superman, I don't think they're bad ideas to have in a superhero movie. But I don't think Snyder and Goyer quite knew how to bring those ideas together. Like, I don't think they knew quite how to illustrate that. Mostly because they're not, Goyer is not a great storyteller, and Snyder is not a great visualist.
I guess I don't judge these in the stories for personally, so I just look at each one being the same story, and then whether or not they do certain things better or worse. You know, I just for me, I don't overthink it. So
So going on in the future, I hope Justice League can somehow pull a miracle out and be somewhat decent.
People won't like it, no matter what it is. Audiences have decidedly not liked this movie going into it. I guarantee you.
They've been burned by three other movies.
They're movies. It's not that big a deal. I was burned by Doctor Strange, Age of Ultron. What else? Iron Man 2. I'll still watch the next Marvel movie. Actually, maybe not, because it's Thor Ragnarok, right?
Well, there's Spider-Man.
Yeah, I'll see Spider-Man. See, there you go. I was burned by Spider-Man 3, Amazing Spider-Man 2, but I'll still see Spider-Man Homecoming. I don't care. It's just another movie.
Gosh.
You
know? But yeah.
Next Spider-Man movie in like, what, 10 years?
Yeah, I know. I agree. It's ridiculous, but I'll still see it. And, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. It is six movies in like 15 years.
Yeah.
But see, this is what I mean. I won't go into a new Spider-Man movie thinking this is the way it should be. This is what it was trying to do. It's just another Spider-Man movie. So, you know.
I argue for Marvel because you actually have good movies in Marvel. Like, yeah, Marvel has a bad egg, like in every one of their phases. But I mean, there's still, you know, like three other good ones that are worth watching. I mean, there's still have Iron Man 3. You still have the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. You still have Captain America Civil War.
Nah.
I mean, you still have Captain America Winter Soldier. I mean, you have really good movies to watch, whereas DCEU, you are finally on their fourth outing getting a good movie. You're getting a solid watchable movie.
Well, for me, with Marvel, it's half and half. I enjoy half of them. I don't enjoy the other half. With DC, nothing has reached the same standards as like Guardians of the Galaxy or Winter Soldier. I would say Marvel's doing better because they've made better movies, but they've made so many of them. I mean, it's hard to say, you know.
Right.
I mean, Wonder Woman is better than most of the Marvel movies, I would say. Or maybe not most, but.
We'll just quote you as saying that Wonder Woman is better than most movies.
No, Marvel movies.
Yeah, most movies.
All right, I think we've milked Wonder Woman enough. Oh, God, that was terrible.
That was bad.
Oh, no. Anyway, that's getting edited out.
And the internet explodes.
Milked the movie.
Dangerous ground, Kale. You say one wrong thing about Wonder Woman and you're a misogynist. I guess I'll just
say the wrong. If you say the wrong thing, you're a misogynist.
Or you're just a misogynist. I don't know. I mean, just Wonder Woman. I didn't get the, like, I went into it thinking, oh, there's a bit of praise for it. I'll see what it's about. And I went through the movie with a completely open mind, not wanting to hate it. And I came out just thinking, ugh, what the heck was that? Like, what was that? Like, I think about it. I think it is. It's kind of a mess of a movie. It's all over the place. It doesn't have the Amazonians charging at the end, fighting a villain. And I'm just like, oh, well, then what was the point of them? They're only in the first third. And then the last third is just nighttime garbage being thrown around. And then it just stops. And then Wonder Woman's going through the whole movie like, oh, if we defeat Ares, then we'll destroy war. And war will be, and everyone will love each other. And Chris Pine. Okay, the other question I had about Wonder Woman's mom. Why doesn't she, before she leaves on the boat, just tell her, okay, everything I told you was a lie? Ares is the threat, but he's not like the reason for war. He just like loves war. So killing him won't solve anything. You can try your best to do it and try to save as much people as you can, but just don't go in with the high, so high expectations. Oh, and also you're a god, so maybe you should try out those extra powers. That'd really help in the fight against Ares at the end.
Actually, it did end. Everything did end when Ares died.
But what about World War II?
Well,
or the Vietnam War, or the Cold War, or all the spying and the mistrust,
the Korean War,
nuclear, like, Holocaust on the rise of, like, happening, you know, and, like, superpowers and being super distrustful of your other people, hating immigrants, racism, sexism. That all still happened. Did Wonder Woman fight that?
Maybe in Batman v Superman, like when she refers that I lost some faith in humanity, maybe that's what that was.
Hey, Chris, did you see Alien Covenant?
No, I don't want to.
Don't see it.
Okay, I won't. I heard it was poop. I heard it should have been called Alien. Don't go see it. I couldn't come up. I was going to make a pun with Covenant and my brain stopped.
Oh, that's unfortunate. That's really, really unfortunate, Chris.
Oh, no.
It should have been called It should have been called Prometheus 2 Electric Boogaloo.
No.
I messed it up. It should have been called Prometheus 2 Electric Black Googaloo. I'm going to leave now.
It's not any better, Chris. Anyway, so do we have any more final thoughts on Wonder Woman and DCEU?
Oh, God, we'd be here forever. I'm just
going to
stop now.
Well, Brandon, go ahead and say your final thoughts on DC.
I want to return to a simpler time when we could talk about the one movie and not a bunch of other movies that surround it as
yes.
part of some canon.
Thank you. Yeah, let's do that instead.
Like, I want to
still love the Marvel films.
Sure, but they're not. But I don't think of them as high art. I like most of them for being kind of fun or witty or just kind of a colorful, good old gay old time. And that's over in 2 hours. And I like, and honestly, the big draw for me for them is just seeing like, okay, here's a colorful set of personalities. Oh, the next movie will have those colorful set of personalities clash with those colorful set of personalities. I'm not looking for like extreme colorful depth. I just want to see Thor like strangle Rocket and talk and like try to figure out how he works. That's all I want. I just want to see the characters be like the characters with each other. I don't want like messages of World War One and like women and like fighting and shit. I want to see women fighting, but I don't want to see them like contemplate it and then do nothing with it.
So essentially, we need Thor to snap Rocket's neck and then just kill a bunch of people.
Yes.
Just like Batman. Yep. Batman, yeah, Batman's just good at killing millions of people. I love my favorite part of Batman v Superman is the moment where we all thought that Alfred was going to start killing everyone when he took over the jet.
Yeah.
I just love that moment.
Get on the murder party.
He's gonna go to a kid's
Master Bruce, I have successfully killed 30 insurgents. What should I do now? Get the nuke, Alfred. On it, sir. Blows up all Metropolis. Okay, no. I want okay.
He
no.
kills the Metropolis football team.
So what is okay? What is the one thing I want to know about Justice League? How big of a citywide destruction thing are we gonna get in Justice League? Like, is it gonna actually be like a whole continent?
I think we're gonna go planet-wide, global.
No. They take it to the alien planet, and then they perform mass genocide on an entire planet. They blow it up.
I'll do you even better. They go to Green Lantern's core and just blow the shit out of that.
But then we'll never get another Green Lantern movie.
That's the point.
Oh. Wait, in Wonder Woman, like, when the fucking... Oh, can I not curse?
Oh, yeah. We've been cursing.
Oh, time. Good. So when, like, they go to the Mascara Island... Or no. When... Okay. When Chris Pine crashes his plane or they get shot, he gets shot down and he goes through like the barrier. He just kind of goes through it, right? And the German guys just kind of like waltz right in right behind him. Nothing keeps him out. Well, how they've been around since the beginning of time. How come nobody stumbled across the Mascara Island? And no, I got the mic, Kale. And they can't. And it's my turn, damn it. And then Wonder Woman's also been around forever, I guess. And how come no one else bumbled their way into the island and is like, oh, what's this place? Oh, it's a bunch of hot women and they're warriors. I'm into that. And then the Wonder Woman's like, mommy, who's that? And her mom's like, oh, they're people. We got to kill them now. Well, why? Because they're bad. Like, did they have to kill people? Like, wait a minute. Are the Amazonians all warriors? I forget what, maybe her mom lied about that too. Because in the prologue, the Amazonians are like, she says Zeus creates the Amazonians to show people like compassion. But they're like a bunch of super built warrior women? Wait. So, like, are some of them warrior women? Have they fought battles before? Or wait, were they warrior women after they stopped being slaves? I could get that. That makes sense. But the wait, are all of them able to fight? Or is it just the ones that Princess Bride trained? Wait, no, hold on. Wait, so what do they do all day? Do they just, like, write poetries and, like, other lesbian stuff?
Not lesbians.
Oh, you, Kale, half of them have to be. Like, at least half. That you can't say they're not. They can be whatever, Kale, they can be whatever they want. You can't tell them they can't be that.
Sure. But, hold on. I have the mic now. I have the mic.
I only want to say one more thing.
No, I just want to talk about her gauntlets or the things she wore on her wristbands. I have a huge problem with that. So she's able to block bullets, right, Brandon?
Yeah.
Okay, why could the Amazonians get shot through the chest and the stomach and when they wore armor? Why did the bullets affect them? But what's so special about her wristbands?
Because the script said so.
Yeah, that's why.
That's, yeah.
Is that part of her god powers? And, like, if she just wore, like, a watch, would that block it? Wait, does it just bounce off her skin? But no, it bounces off the gauntlet specifically. So I guess her powers transmute onto whatever she's wearing. Because if they just had... Wait, and she wore them since she was a kid, right? Or what, did she just get those? Because if they just gave it to her, then how come they don't have other armor that, like, just can block bullets? Wait, why did Robin Wright jump into the path of the bullet? Why didn't she just tackle the guy?
I don't know.
When she got shot by him. Or why didn't she just say, get down, Wonder Woman? She has
fast okay, reflexes, CinemaSan.
But she has enough reflexes to duck. Like, just shout to Wonder Woman, duck, Kakanga shot. Or, like, flip through the air and, like knee him in the face. Why did she have to take the bullet? Why didn't she just throw something at him? Why didn't she just, like, do anything else? Oh, it's because the script said she had to die.
I'm speechless. Oh, I can explain it, like, what happened. they all ate the men that made it on that stumbled onto the island. Well, her mother lied about everything.
Yes, her mom lied about everything.
I mean, she didn't lie about the part of that men are cruel. She didn't lie about that part.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
But, I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know what else to say after that. You know, I mean, this because this movie's not that bad. Oh. Even though we talked about how bad this movie is. Oh yeah, I'll. Oh yeah, Spider-Man.
Let it stew, and then they'll see.
Oh yeah,
then they'll all see.
I intend.
Studio hacks.
Oh yeah, I intend on Spider-Man Homecoming. Well, not Spider-Man Homecoming. I intend on Thor Ragnarok being better than this.
Why do we have to say everything's got to be better or worse? Why do we got to compare?
Because I can tell that Spider-Man Homecoming is going to be Iron Man 8, and. In Spider-Man Homecoming, Iron Man's going to have a villain or an old enemy that comes back to kill like a million people. Iron Man's going to be sad. And then Iron Man does a thing that kills a bad guy. The bad guy and Iron Man has a boss battle. And then the movie ends. And then Spider-Man says, hey, that's the whole movie.
That actually sounds pretty wrong based on the trailers. The trailers actually tell different stories.
I don't know. I keep getting the sense that this is an Iron Man movie.
No, I don't think Iron Man is going to even be in the final fight, but whatever. Anyway, I mean, the story is going to be pretty predictable, but you're just wrong. It's like you predicted the wrong story, and it's super predictable to predict Spider-Man Homecoming's plot, and you did it wrong. That's amazing that you did that. I don't know. Just
okay, maybe Spider-Man like does a thing that does something.
He doesn't look very good to me.
Does a thing that does something okay. In the movie.
He does something to does something to end the movie.
Yeah, he basically
good analysis.
He shot a web at Vulture, which is supposed to be his villain, by the way. And that, you know, caused something to happen. And
I think we're past due for this podcast to end, guys. I think we've said all that.
Hey Chris, did you see John Wick Chapter 2?
Yes.
It was
awesome. I love the part where he kills all those people with the guns. Oh, I love him when he's in Italy or wherever the hell, and he like put my rocket launcher here, put my shotgun there. All right, I got my escape route, and you're like, what's he doing? And then that like is set up for like something that happens like 10 minutes, like 20,000 minutes later. And he's just like, he gets all the guns and he runs out and he's like, ah, and he picks up the next one and he starts going or whatever. And then at the end, the guy's like, this is all I can give you is the one gun with like one bullet. Make it count. And he wastes it immediately. And he's like, all right, only one bullet. And then he just starts like on-site procurement, Metal Gear style, just like just shooting everybody. And then he like throws that gun away. And then the fight in the glass art area, which, I liked how the movie did that, where it was like, oh, they just walk into a room full of glass. No, don't turn off the mic, Kale. And then
the mirror place.
But then in another movie, it's like, oh, they just thought of something cool and they didn't know how to explain it. But they're in an art museum type thing exhibit, and it's like, oh, that's why that's there. It's an exhibit.
Remember when him and Common are like walking in the train station? They're shooting the guns like at each other from far away. They're like really walking really slowly.
They're holding it under there, and they're just like popping shots. Like, ah, shit, we can't really like make it too obvious they're fighting. And
my favorite sequence is the sumo wrestler violin player, like the kind of
the way they intercut that with the editing and stuff, and like made like, oh, we want like these three fights against these three personalities. How do we do it so it's not repetitive?
Yeah, all at once. Yeah. Edited together
once, and you see like he's in, and you're like piecing it together in your head, like which is happening after the other based on the battle.
Yeah, his injuries. Yeah, yeah. Hey, Kale, can we discuss the John Wick universe?
Yeah. Hold on.
That's much better than the DC universe, you know, or Marvel universe.
Well, we can, but after this podcast.
So, Brandon, what do you think the impossible job was?
Stop it. No, we will answer these questions after the podcast. So, do you guys have Twitter plugins or any of that shit?
I don't remember it.
Okay. All right. And Brandon, you don't have a Twitter or Facebook or Instagram?
Signed up for Twitter once, and it's laying out there somewhere in the internet space. I've never used it once. I just signed up.
Okay. And like Andy said earlier, you can find him at the Talking Can on Twitter, and then you can find me at Movie Kale, and then you can also follow this podcast at The Youth Critic, and you can also follow the channel that distributes this podcast at KC Network. And next Sunday is the ET podcast. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back with you next week.
I have just one more thing to say about Wonder Woman.
Welcome to a new world of gods and monsters.
I saw her. She is real.
Please meet Princess Aminet. She will claim what she has been denied.